welcome to the News Cycle. I'm Katrina Hawes, and I'll be your host for today. It's Monday, December 14th. Students' routines have altered greatly with the pandemic. This week, we'll dive into life as a high school student in the midst of COVID-19, beginning with a day in the life of Davis High senior Marley Adler. Caroline Chilcott has the story.
With the flexibility of online learning, several Davis Senior High School students continue to work at their summer jobs. Senior Marley Adler was hired at Starbucks, the world's largest coffeehouse chain, a few weeks before the school year started. Now that Adler has decided to keep working through the school year, she has taken on a new challenge of balancing her hectic schedule.
I woke up around 8 a.m. and then I kind of just got ready for the day, and I like cleaned my desk and got it all set up. And then at 8:45, I had senior lit, and then at 9:40, I had calc. And then at like 11:05-ish, I FaceTimed a friend for a little while, and we just kind of talked and caught up. And then I did a lot of homework for English and for calculus until around 12:15. And then I had a Key Club meeting. And then after my Key Club meeting, I did more calculus homework. So I did calculus homework for like 2 hours after that. Then at 2 o'clock, I got some food, which is not great, but that was my first food of the day. And then at 2:30, I did a quick workout because I felt like I needed to move my body a little bit after that much homework. And I took a shower and I did college abs for like 2 hours. And then from 5 to 9:30, I went to work. My shifts are usually like 4 to 4.5 hours, and I would do those about 5 days a week. So usually because of like school, I'm not legally allowed to work earlier than when school technically gets out. So I'm pretty much only allowed to be scheduled closing shifts. So I mainly work night times, and then on the weekends sometimes I get mid shifts, which is more like 11 to 4. So now that I'm done with my training, I kind of just go wherever my shift leader needs me, but my favorite place to be is on like the espresso bar making drinks. But sometimes I'm also working the drive-through, taking orders and giving customers their stuff and like kind of working the register also. And I came home and I ate dinner, hang out with my family and got ready for bed. Then at 11:15, I went to bed.
Although Adler enjoys working, at times she can find it stressful to juggle so many activities at once. Instead, she takes things one step at a time and stresses the importance of getting things done while you can.
For me, I think that I'm big on like not letting myself procrastinate. So I try to get my homework done and everything as soon as class ends. So I kind of pretend that I'm still in school in some ways.
While working during the school year can be extremely time-consuming, Adler knows that the skills she is learning will be valuable to her for the rest of her life.
So I wanted to get a job because, to me, it's really important to have a good work ethic, and I think that it's really helpful to have a job in high school to learn how to kind of balance work-life in like an easier environment than when I'm out living on my own.
Adler recommends that all students at Davis High consider getting a part-time job for this school year.
I think that if I was in like regular school, I would probably still be working, but I think I'd probably be working a lot less. I think that I wouldn't be able to take on as large of a workload. And then also just because of quarantine, I don't really have like that much going on right now. And so I felt like I really needed to do something productive with my day. And so I thought that getting a job would be a good way to kind of work through that.
For BlueLevelHub.com, this is Caroline Chilcott reporting.
For many students, meeting new people and connecting with others has been a challenge with virtual learning. However, others have found ways to form new relationships at a distance. Kate Sumner has the story.
Although COVID-19 has made it much more difficult to see people, Davis High students are still finding ways to start new relationships. DHS senior Rehan Utamo started a long-distance relationship with a childhood friend.
I met her a while ago, I think start of middle school, I guess, when quarantine started. We had a lot more free time, so we started talking to each other. And yeah, we said we'd try it after a while. We have been dating for 3 months now. Since it's long distance, we've just FaceTime, text, occasionally playing video games with each other, stuff like that.
DHS senior Eliana Moore and her partner met for a show they did right before quarantine started.
News is good!
What do you mean?
In the show, our characters were super close, and so we ended up getting to spend a lot of time together at rehearsals and everything. The show actually ended just 1 week before quarantine started and all the schools closed. And then we started dating officially, I think, a couple of months into that. Now we've been dating for almost about 5 months. And we don't get to see each other in person too much, so we end up just being on FaceTime for hours every night, just talking about our days and everything. And when we do get to see each other in person, it's always outside, and it's usually someplace where there's a lot of people, like someplace public. So we're wearing masks because of that. It's definitely not the best time to start a relationship, just because we can't see each other as much as we would be able to if it wasn't for COVID. But I also think it makes us appreciate the times we do get to hang out more, just because they don't happen very often.
In addition to romantic relationships starting during quarantine, friendships have also blossomed. Junior Angela Voss has made many new friends during quarantine.
During quarantine, it's been a lot harder making friends because of Zoom meetings and just like online school, which where in person you'd be able to like talk in class. So it's been a lot harder with that.
Despite the challenges of making meaningful connections during distance learning, Voss has enjoyed being a DHS Friendship Day facilitator. Their mission is to create positive relationships by showing there is more than unites us and divides us.
But I have made a couple new friends through Friendship Day. The other Friendship Day facilitators I didn't really know before Friendship Day, but this school year I've gotten a lot closer with them, and they're all super nice and amazing. And also on Friendship Day, with the people that come, it gives a really good opportunity to like talk to people, because we could talk about things that aren't like school related, and we play games and everything. So I've had a lot of opportunities to meet a lot of really nice and interesting people through that as well. And yeah, I think Friendship Days really helped me make a lot of new friends this school year during quarantine.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Kate Sumner reporting.
The news cycle is produced by the Blue Devil Hub in collaboration with the Davis Enterprise. Katrina Hawes and Jihan Moon are the producers. Our theme music is by Daniel Ruiz Jimenez. Thank you for listening. See you next week, Davis.